Hey guys, welcome to Call Me Whenever. I'm Shivani.
And I'm Chinaza.
And yep, that's our duo.
Guys, we are back. And I know that to you, from your perspective, it's almost like you could tell that we left at some point because there are gaps in the timeline of our rollout for the episodes. But I mean, recently we've been rolling out our content again, so it might not seem like we're back. But I'm here to say
that
we're back in a big way. It's so nice to be on the mic again with you, Shivani.
I know. It feels weird.
I feel like we're starting out again from the beginning. Like
a little bit.
Like, I don't remember how to podcast. We've talked, like, obviously, we've had FaceTimes, we've hung out, but I have not gotten on the mic with you and had, like, a public conversation in so long.
Since July. So,
literally. Yeah, no, thank you for exposing the timeline. It's been 6.5 months to 7 months since you've done this.
Right. And, I mean, there's a reason why, which I guess, like, we can, like, go into it, like, a little bit, you know. Every couple of months, like, we have our seasons and they're packed with, like, amazing content, amazing quality of guests and just episodes that we have. And in between of the seasons, we usually tend to take, like, a 1 month or, like, 4 week break.
A calm little cute break. Yeah, like, to, you know, recollect,
have more experiences that we can, like, talk about. But what we didn't anticipate was Chinaz and I both going back finally back in person
to school.
And man, did that ruin, like, the entire routine that we had for, like, a year.
No, honestly, it really killed it. Like, I remember honestly, in one of these episodes coming up that's, like, gonna be posted, I feel like it's gonna be like saying we probably made a comment like, oh my gosh, school's about to start or something like that, and people are gonna probably be mad confused because the timeline doesn't add up, because it's gonna be posted in February and talking about school's about to start because we recorded it in July.
Right.
So, like, those timeline gaps and issues, like, we could cut it out, but honestly, it's a part of the story at this point and we can't cut it out.
It's part of the journey.
It's a part of the journey. Like, and honestly, speaking of experiences, we've been able to acquire a lot of them since we've been gone.
Oh, yeah.
On the bright side, even though I don't know how many of them I remember.
Right.
To be honest, hopefully they come back to me.
They'll come out when it's the right time, when it's the right topic. We'll have all these stories to tell, because I know collectively, oh god, we definitely are back in this podcast with, like, a load of experiences to talk about. I feel like we've had so many, like, it's our senior year, like, there's been a lot that has gone down.
Not?
Yeah,
even though you said you're gonna come in with a chill senior year, I honestly need to know, like, how much that stood up, like, how much that statement, because we hung out, I don't even think we hung out in August, right? Like,
yeah,
before school year started. We went to the beach.
Oh god. Oh, you're about to bring
so
up
funny. No, because, okay, we came up with this podcast idea on a beach.
The same beach that we went to, actually.
Was it the same beach?
It was.
Wait, but we went to two beaches that day.
We did. Vetner and Longport.
So it was, yeah, it was Vetner and Longport.
Vetner is when I brought it up, but Longport was when I think it finally got to you.
You sealed the deal.
Yeah, I finally did it.
Yeah, you wined and dined me and took me to two different locations to try to get me to sign on to this.
I know how to do it, you know?
No, and then you made me feel like I made the choice, but I feel like you always, like, there was never a choice.
Manipulation. What, how are you?
No, I'm kidding. I'm just spinning it. That's not how the story, you guys have already heard this story. Episode one,
and our anniversary episode.
I know. And now we've had, like, what's it called? An anniversary of our friendship, too. Hasn't it been 10 years now?
Yeah. No, you're right. It has been 10 years.
A decade of friendship.
It's true. I feel like Chinaza low-key has been, like, calling it a decade of friendship even before it hit a decade. But now it's officially hit a decade.
You round up.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
You're right.
We all round up. Like, how many times have you seen, like, even couples who have broken up in between and done gaps?
And they
always fill in the gaps and be like, I'm like, didn't you break up, like,
right,
a few months ago? Do you actually, that's a great question for the viewers. If you were to break up with your man and then get back together with them, and then, or you're having on and off, would you count your start date as the last time that you guys got back together or the first time that you guys got together?
Right. I think everyone kind of includes the gaps, but our friendship doesn't have gaps. Let me put that out there. Our friendship didn't really
have we don't.
Gaps. I don't know where. Yeah. We just rounded up and just called it a decade from the get-go. As soon as
we did round it up. And I mean, it makes for good branding. Granted, we did say 8 years in the making in the beginning.
We did. But yeah, no. But then it's been hard. Like, I feel like as soon as, you know, our semester started back up with Chinoza being in Cambridge and me being back in Jersey, I feel like the distance actually did play a factor, even though, like, we never really needed, like, each other when we were in Egg Harbor. Like, our routine didn't need one another, but I feel like the distance, like, us being back in school, having our other, you know, priorities and things like that, like, we kind of low-key put the podcast on a back burner a little bit. Yeah.
No, for sure. Like, it's so weird because you're so right. Like, we, even during the pandemic, we were living kind of a long distance relationship already, not because we were far away, like Shivani lives 10 minutes away from me, but like because of the fact that like we couldn't really see each other in person as much because of restrictions and everything. But for some reason, like me moving and then you moving back to school actually made it a long distance relationship in a different way. Like, it actually felt like long distance because we had like other things going on in our lives. Like, I feel like, I don't know if any other like college students or people who went back to work feel this, but like as restrictions loosened up and people started going back to work, back to school, things just started getting back into the swing of it. Things like, I think so many, if we listen to so many of our pods of the past, when we talked about like, you know, growing and time management and like self-care and how many other things that we incorporate into our schedule again, I feel like it didn't all go back by the wayside coming back, but like I definitely feel the strain of a lot of those new skills under the test of being back in person.
Absolutely. Like, for instance, as soon as we were back in September, obviously, like, most people or our friends, like the people that we surround ourselves, we were all vaccinated for the most part. And so I feel like being college kids, like, not being at our parents' house, like, you know, not putting other people in danger, I feel like we're kind of, you know, we've been trapped for 2 years, like, you know, following the rules. Now we're kind of getting back in the groove, like Chinoza said, everyone's kind of being safe. So it's like coming right back into September, like there's like a social life that we missed, you know, like we want to pick up right where we left it. And on top of that, you have your classes and you have your other priorities that like you kind of forgot that you had, or at least for me, I kind of forgot about it because it's different when you're doing it from Zoom versus actually like, you know, having to go to meetings and actually having to like prepare presentations and things like that.
Yeah.
So I think it definitely like played a factor during our semester. And I think that like, I like in our friendship, I feel like you forget that now in our friendship, we also have business. And so I think the only one good thing that we had was that we both, without even talking to each other, we both kind of felt the same way that we kind of like wanted slash like needed this like long hiatus, because we wanted to kind of enjoy like the last few moments that we had back. But now I feel like we're kind of ready to like,
we fully adjusted. Yeah. We really needed to integrate back into school society and what that meant, because coming back on campus, going from sophomore year to senior year, literally everything changed.
Yeah.
Like, we went from being like, you know, second runner up to being the youngest, or first runner up, I guess, to being the youngest, to being the oldest people at school, like the people who are supposed to have the knowledge,
right?
The people are supposed to look up to.
The seniors.
Like, we're supposed to be the seniors. And it's like, you guys are telling us to perform, but like, I don't have a script. Like, I don't have enough. I don't have like former productions of this show. Like, I don't know how this works.
Right.
I'm taking a theater, dance, and music class, by the way. So that's why these metaphors are sounding theatric. I was realizing, I was like, why is this happening? But like, long story short, like, I really struggled coming back on campus. I'm not going to lie to you. Because like, first of all, I got so good at Zoom life. Like, I was a pro. I was a whiz. Like, I honestly, as Shivani, I didn't even use an alarm to wake up in the morning anymore.
Yeah, it was a little crazy. I was like, I can't do that.
I trained myself to, like, just wake up, like, when I needed to wake up. Whether it was 11 that day or 8 a.m., I would just know and my body would just, like, it would just do it, wake up. And, like, I had my routine. I scheduled stuff back to back, literally, like, and would just be going from meeting to meeting. Super. And I still slept 8 hours a night most times. Like, oh, the life was sweet.
And, it like, was sweet. Obviously, I low-key enjoyed it. I'm not going to lie. Going back in person, I'm like, yeah. Zoom life was great.
In person? in person is wonderful. But, like, physical exhaustion is a thing. And it's incorporated now into that.
Yeah.
Your schedules have to have like more like 15-minute gaps so that you can breathe. You can't eat anymore during your meetings, because I'd always like loop in eating time with other stuff. Yeah. Like, I'll be like, oh, I can just eat there. But we can't actually eat in meetings because of COVID. And also some meetings, it's low-key unprofessional.
Yeah.
To eat like during meetings. Even in class, like if it's a lecture, you can swing it, right? Usually before COVID.
Yeah. Depending on the lecture, I feel like people still like drink water and like coffee. Like, you'll pull down your mask real quick, take a sip.
Oh, yeah. But before like the pandemic, did you like eat during lectures at all or?
Not really. But I think I saw a lot of people like, you know, snacking on granola bars and like, yeah, like finger foods.
Me. Yeah. I would be eating my granola bars in class. That was my go-to. Like, yeah. I'd get my 501 and I'd be munching. Back when there were no masks, I can't even imagine. Like, our face was just our face and it was just out there. Have you ever, like, okay, this is a dumb question, but have you ever, like, stuck out your tongue with your mask on just because you can? Like,
yeah. No, yeah. No, this is my bad habit. I'll just be like, my mouth will just be open. Like, I know that sounds so weird. I'll just be like, or no, because like, I feel like a lot of dumb stuff happens, like either in lecture or just in life, like on campus.
Yeah.
And now I can react. Like, I love being under the mask because now I can just be like, stupid. Like,
yeah,
you're stupid.
I'll be talking to myself under the mask. Like,
and they won't know.
Saying something like, are you freaking kidding me? Yeah. Or like, that was not it. Like, or if professor, if I'm about to laugh, I can actually like have a smirk underneath there and no one knows.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I mean, I feel like the eyes probably tell more than we
Probably do. But I feel like I've controlled it at this point. Like, you know, like I can have that like dead eye, but still be like, you're stupid. Or like, oh my God, like I cannot believe I'm here. Like, I love it. I love being under a mask. I'm not going to lie. I know that sounds a little weird. Like, of course, we all want to go back to a normal and all. And I'm on that same page. But I love it because I just can do whatever I want.
Like, you know, a funny story. So for one of my classes, I have a friend who low-key is somewhat into older men, has a thing for older men. And sometimes even married men, which is like, she's not a what's it called, a homewrecker by any means. But anyway, no one knows who this girl is, but she's my friend. And so with professors, she'll like definitely notice if a professor or a TA is attractive, or TF as we call them.
Mm-hmm.
And my teacher from one of my classes, she literally has like a roster of professors that she thinks is cute. And my professor is one of those professors. And I'm not going to put his name out there.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
Like, wait. Pause.
I was like, and his name is. I saw Shivani's eyes like get wide and she was like, what? This is not what our podcast
like,
is for.
Where is this heading to?
But pretty much. He's like one of those like young-ish professors who's attractive. And I remember I was sitting in class, but our first class was on Zoom. So, like, I was having trouble, like, hiding my emotions because she would talk about, like, how cute he is. And so, like, now he's, like, talking in this class. And I want to laugh. Like, I want to laugh as in not because he's not cute, but just because I'm, like, no way, like, you don't even know, but you have, like, college girls crushing on you. And you're just talking in this class. So I thought it was the funniest thing. But I was on Zoom, so I couldn't laugh the way I wanted to or smirk because, I like, everyone could see me. But best believe, when I was in class last, like, yesterday, I was smirking underneath my mask because I was like, no way. Like, you have a whole... Oh, actually, I'm not going to give too much detail.
I was like, God, she's just going and
I need to relearn podcast practices. I can't be doing that.
This is going,
like, you can't disclose full information. The public. That's one of the things about being gone for so long. Like, I feel like I'm having a conversation with Shivani in which I would disclose that information. Yeah. But, like, in this podcasting world, I guess you can't do that. Like, there's certain things you can, like, and we, for the most part, you have a sense of what you can and cannot say. But I just know that what I was about to say was not,
yeah,
was not information that needed to be out there.
Pretty clearly, I'm sure you guys can all, like, hear that, like, we're really out of practice. Like, again, like, the last time we recorded was in July. And so, like, we did try. Like, let's not just put it out there and we're like, yeah, we took a whole break. Because we did try. I feel like, what was it, October? Like, I think we released, like, one or two podcasts. And then
Shivani released those podcasts.
But,
I was pretty crappy. Okay. Like, this is what I'm going to say. I was pretty crappy in the beginning, and then maybe I handed it off to you towards the end when I, like, started getting, like, free time.
Yeah. And then you got busy. In December. Yeah. So, like, October, like, we tried, and we did two. We released two, and then after that, it is, like, we talk a lot about our duo and how great our duo is, and it's not just us gassing our duo. Like, there really is, like, there's mechanics to how, like, we release our podcast. Like, it's not just, like, we decide to release it and, like, boom, we're done. Like, there is, like, a process that goes behind it when it comes from recording, editing, writing the description, sending emails out, doing all the graphics and the outreach, like, and it is at least a two person's job. And so, like, Chinaz and I have found this, like, perfect, like, comfort zone. And so, like, in October, when, you know, I did try to take, like, some of the weight, it was not possible for me to do it, like, all. So then we took, like, another, like, break, and then we tried in December because it was, like, end of semester. But I had some other commitments that I had to do. And so I think Chinaz, like, released, like, one or two. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But it was, like, the same thing. Like, Chinaz can't do it all either because, like, it is a two-person's, like, woman job. I mean that's why it worked.
Timing just wasn't right.
And that's why it worked so perfect for us, like, for the year that we were able to, you know, get into that routine. But the great news is that for, like, I think now both Chinaz and I are in a great spot that, like, we are making the podcast again a priority. Like, it is on the top, like, you know, 3 to 5 things that we're, like, committing to.
Yeah.
Like, we had our fun. We, you know, now are back into the groove of things. So I think we're both pretty excited to get the ball rolling.
To get started again.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I think that, like, also, yeah, one thing I'm realizing about, like, as we get older, is just, like, priorities are shifting constantly. And it's okay to embrace the fact that, like, your priorities aren't always going to be the same at every given moment of your life. And that doesn't mean that you're a slacker, because it's not like that was what I had to kind of get into that groove of remembering, because I feel like when you have something that's really, really important to you, like, for us, one of those things is this podcast, but for other people it might be sports or, like, an extracurricular endeavor or, like, a relationship even, or anything. When that kind of slides down in a one moment in your life because you're facing something else, you might feel like, oh my gosh, I'm slacking so much, like, I'm not. But, like, you have to also remember, it's like, neither me nor Shivani in either of those time periods, like, in the beginning when I was, like, not putting the podcast as a priority, or towards the end when Shivani had other things going on, like, that doesn't mean that either one of us was, like, doing anything wrong. It's just that, like, in that period of time, like, we had other things that were more pressing. And, like, now we can come back together and honestly be stronger for it, because I don't even know what the podcast would have sounded like if we, like, tried to push through in the midst of all that stress. Like, you guys probably would have been able to hear it. It probably wouldn't have been nicer, fun to hear what we were going through, because, like, when I was gone, I was pretty much just working on my law school apps, like,
yeah,
that whole entire time. And Shivani was freaking studying right before, like, we tried to pick it up. Like,
oh, yeah.
So we were both, yeah, she was in the trenches.
Yeah.
Like, she actually, it's very impressive how she was able to, like, take one week break from all the studying that she was doing and then be like, all right, let's start again.
And it was the one that wasn't ready. Actually, it was a 1 week break. We even talked about it, actually, because, like, after the 1 week break, I was just like, yeah, like, maybe we should take a longer break. After I released, like, the two and I realized, like, I couldn't do it, like, on my own, I was like, maybe we should take a longer break. And of course, Janaza was like, yeah, we should. Because it.
Yeah, I jumped on that bandwagon immediately. Yeah. No hesitation there.
But I completely agree. Like, also, like, we're young. So right now there's a lot of things that, like, we are focusing on career-wise that, like, we just need to make sure happen the way that, like, it needs to happen. And that doesn't mean that the podcast isn't going to be part of our lives or a part of a secondary career, maybe, hopefully, you know?
Hopefully.
But at the same time, it's always, like, a time and place for it. And, like, we were able to find a time and place for it for a whole year. Like, we're, what, 53 episodes in? Like, that's amazing. I mean, we needed to take a little bit of a break to get back into the groove. And now it's back. That doesn't mean that we're still not focusing on, like, school and grad school and career stuff. But I think when it's peak time, like, peak stress times, like, you do have to take a step back from other commitments. Yeah. And that's not just the podcast. It's, like, other things that we're involved in as well, you know?
Right.
But I'm pretty happy that, like, you know, it's like new year, new us type thing, you know? Like, we're in the new year.
Yeah, we're coming with different stuff to bring to the table.
Yeah.
And I think it's really cool also to see us grow in this way, because these are our first podcasts officially recorded in college. And also, not in college, we were in college before, but, like, kind of on campus, or, like, going through a semester, like, an in-person on-campus semester.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's a new perspective, and, like, that will show through in our content, too. And, like, just a message for, like, our listeners, too. It's, like, I just want to, like, really make the point known that just because you're slacking in one area of your life, or, like, feel like you're not putting that all, that's in order to put more into a different area of your life. So, like, don't look at, like, the different priorities of your life as having to be, like, equally divided up all the time, because that's just not a how lie.
Yeah, like, and that never happens. It never happens that way. Like, you have to sometimes, like, there's more pressing things, like Chanasa just said, like, a couple minutes ago. Sometimes something, like, is more pressing and it needs more of your time and energy and effort, and, like, in order to, like, make those dreams and aspirations, like, come true, you have to put more energy in, you have to work harder.
Yeah,
and there's nothing wrong
think
with
about
that.
Your time like a pie chart, and it's like, instead of thinking of it as a fixed pie chart with, like, equal slices of a pie, like a pizza, your life is not gonna look like a pizza. It's gonna look like a slice of cake where some people want more and some people want less. And, like, maybe that's not the best analogy, but it's not going to be evenly sliced all the time. And the people in your life, you also have to communicate to them if they're, like, not understanding that. Because some people will, like, be upset if their slice of the pie isn't getting as much as they think they deserve of your time. And you need to, like, kind of also take accountability of that relationship, but also realize and communicate to that person that, like, okay, I can't always give you that equal slice, and you have to be okay with that, as should I when you are going through something as well where I need to, like, have a smaller slice, because that's not realistic. Like, in high school, in, like, grade school, that might work fine because you have, like, structured time and everything, so you can equally slice out the pie. But coming to college and doing this stuff and having, like, outside kind of endeavors like we do now, it's becoming clear to me that, like, that's not always going to be the case, and the people in your life will help you pick up the slack. Like Shivani really understood what I was going through and made space for that. And I can't imagine if I had a partner who was like, oh my gosh, like, you're not taking this seriously. I think we need to shut down the podcast because, like, you clearly aren't making it. Because there are people like that. Like, there are partners like that that won't actually put themselves in your shoes and will, like, be like, oh, you just don't care, rather than, like, going deeper and being like, okay, why is she not able to make that deadline right now?
Yeah. And then be like, okay, I guess, like, Chanel's saying it really, like, philosophically, but I think it was just more so, like, I think it's just more so
I'm being too deep.
Yeah, you're
guys.
Being a little too deep, because I think it's just like we're best friends, like we're sisters. We have such a great friendship, and I think we've talked about it in so many episodes that like you have to go into like some that like you. I'm sure you've heard, right? Like you can't go into business. You shouldn't mix business with pleasure in the first place. And Chanaz and I decided to ignore that advice.
To already do that. Yeah, and, we've already done that.
And
so it's too late.
Do it. But the reason why it works is because I think that we give each other grace, and I think we both can put, like, I think we both are very aspirational with a lot of our career goals. So it's like, we get it. Like, if I'll be honest with you, like, if I was maybe not in school, or maybe I was just like, yeah, like, I'm just gonna, like, get my bachelor's and whatever and like get a job, while meanwhile like Chanaz is like, okay, well now I'm going to grad school XYZ, then I think it would be a little bit of a different conversation, because we're in two different places in life, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like Chanaz and I's not only do we have a great friendship, years of trust and years of love and understanding, but it's also we're at a similar place in life where we both can understand where the other person, like you just said, like we can both understand where the other person is, because we're kind of doing the same thing, but it's like a different area.
But that gets me a little scared, because like now I'm like, what happens when we're not in the same place in life? Are we not going to understand each other anymore now?
No,
like, is
it's
that
a two.
Gonna...
No, I, first of all, I said it's a two-parter. I like our friendship is deep enough where we understand where the other person's coming from.
But how about
from.
The second part that she said?
Okay, but we haven't gotten there, so why are we talking about it?
I'm just like, I am getting a little scared, because I'm like, what if that one parter isn't strong enough for the second
part?
But
I don't think there needs to be a what if, because I feel like when the time comes, I think our friendship is so, I don't know why we're recording this part of the conversation, but I think our listeners can hear this. I think our friendship is strong enough where if we are in different parts in our life and like a conversation needs to be had, that's that one parter where our conversation, our friendship is so strong that I think either one of us would feel comfortable enough to have that conversation, and we would go from there. We're planners. So I feel like whether we're in two different stages in life, like the strength that our relationship has is that we both are a little psychotic in our planning, that like,
all right,
we both need to have a conversation. Like, am I
I'm
wrong?
I'm eating this up. I'm eating it up right now.
Yeah. Like, okay. I was like,
what? And I'll take it a step further and say that like, also it will make our podcast stronger.
Yeah.
Because being in different places in life gives us different perspectives. Cause I feel like sometimes low key, we don't argue enough because we're kind of getting things going. And I'm going to use this to transition
into a fight? No, because I don't want to.
I don't mean argue as in argue like we like once did like, in the past. I mean argue as in like disagree on certain things because having different perspectives.
Okay,
like you remember like how we talked about like how sometimes we don't disagree enough, not because like we're forcing ourselves to disagree to make the podcast interesting, but like we have different perspectives, and I don't know if we're not hitting those topics enough to talk about those disagreements, or maybe it's just like I don't know what it is, but like I feel like that difference in life will also bring those new perspectives.
Yeah, it
and,
makes
like,
it juicy.
Help
it
that.
Makes the episodes juicy. So
it makes it spicy.
Yeah.
And also I would like to use this time that we have left to quickly pivot into kind of the funny aspects of our unprofessionalism, because we went through the very seriousness of like, okay, like this is the reason why we've been gone. Guess who's back again? Oh, let me do my song. Actually,
oh,
you know, Drippin' in Finesse.
Of
that
course.
Song was me and Shivani's jam back in the day. Homecoming, prom, all of them. Yes. Like we danced to that song, even when nobody else was dancing on the floor or whatever. That was our song. And I love when Bruno Mars is like, "Pop, pop, it's showtime, showtime. Guess who's back again? They don't know. They don't know." Although, no, when we, as soon as we walk in, oh, I messed up that last part.
I was like,
oh, they'll know as soon as we walk in. But I always love that part because I was like, of course they know that we're coming. Like, they know we're coming back. And I also would love to shout out all of the fans and listeners who have been keeping up with us, even when we make mistakes. And this is when I'm going to go into all these funny bloopers that we're gonna expose ourselves in this last, like, 10, 15 minutes of this podcast.
I'm
like,
actually excited. Wait, I hope you don't get mad at me about one topic that I really want to talk about. I won't say any names, okay?
Oh, my gosh. I'm not ready for this, actually.
But let's start. Yeah. How about you start first? But I just want to preface that I don't want you to get upset with me.
Okay, well, sometimes it's really annoying when people are like, okay, don't be mad. I'm like, well, tell me what not to be mad about, and then I'll decide whether to be mad or not.
All right,
like,
okay, fine. I'll start then, and then you talk.
Okay, and feel free to just say it, honestly.
Okay.
I'm sure it's not that
bad. I don't think it's a blooper, but, like, in our unprofessionalism, like, just things that have gone on, right? Like,
yes.
I think we've learned a lot. Okay, expose me then.
Do it now.
Oh, it's really not about you.
Oh, all right.
Okay,
that's fine.
Chinoza really hasn't been that bad. I know she's been, like, crapping on herself this episode, but again, like, it really wasn't that bad. Like,
thanks, girl.
You know it wasn't that
bad.
I'm
trying to make up for it in the second half. Like, I really am. Like, I'm spending the time to, like, you know, put out quality stuff, and I'm trying to, like, you know, I'm trying to make up for my misdoings.
We don't need to. We just keep it moving. Consistency is key.
We just keep it pushing.
Keep it pushing.
Pushing pee. Pushing P, okay. As they say. I'm kidding. Wait, I actually don't know what pushing P means.
It's
like, let's talk about it. Pushing P, I used to think pushing.
It's a song.
Like, when you think of what people push, it's typically drugs. Like,
wait, I'm so confused. You know that that's a song, right?
No, oh, I know, oh, it's a song. Okay. But what is the meaning of it? Because pushing, like, when someone says, especially when it comes to, like, street stuff, when someone says they're pushing something, they're usually referring to pushing drugs. So when they said pushing P, I thought they were pushing pills. Because what else starts with P and relates to drugs? Pills. That's all I know.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. Pushing, I know, pills. It's a song by Gunna. And, like, I love him, but I actually have not even listened to his album because other things were released and I was more into it. Like, my music tastes have been changing. So, like, his music really didn't hit. But that song really popped off and I have no idea what it's about. I actually haven't even heard it.
Like, this is what's,
I know,
wrong,
it's popular,
with our generation,
but I literally don't know,
we don't even
about.
Know what we're talking about anymore, because, right. I've asked everybody what pushing P means and they're just like, you know, P. I'm like, you actually don't know either then, because, like, if you did know, you just tell me, and instead you're acting like we all know.
That's,
you don't,
funny,
know.
So you have asked around and you haven't gotten, like, an answer.
No, because I still think it's pushing pills. Like, what else is it gonna be? Like,
no,
you're
right,
drugs.
I don't see it being anything,
but
else.
People are saying P is supposed to stand for, like, stand in for, like, cool, or, like, because also, like, it's not only people saying push and P, they also say, like, oh, that was P, or some, that was very P of you,
what,
or something like that. Like,
that was very P,
like,
of
people,
you?
Use that in a phrase, or, like, I've seen in a lot of captions now, people using, like, that, you know, that button, that emoji with the P in the,
yeah,
middle.
Yeah, no, that, but that's, I thought that was, like, a whole gut, like, that was because of the song, like.
Oh, yeah, it is. But, like, now people are using it in so many different contexts and captions. I don't,
okay,
know what's,
wait,
going on anymore.
All right, so here's the answer. Do you want the real answer?
I think our listeners want the real answer, so I'm not going to deprive them of it. But low-key,
you just think it's pushing pills. Okay, so.
But it's not,
no,
I'm guessing.
No, it isn't. So.
All right.
Push and pee is a term that originated from Atlanta rapper Gunna, right? And in his new song, Push and P, the P in Push and P essentially means player. So, push and player.
Okay, well, that doesn't make any sense.
Keeping,
sorry,
it real. So, as in keeping it real. So, the whole point of that song is that he's keeping it real. So, if someone says, like, oh, like, I'm a push and P, it means I'm a keep it real.
Okay, but I feel like that's not gonna catch on. Because if, like, push and player, that makes no sense. I'm sorry. Well, okay.
But I don't think anyone would put it in a literal sense, like, oh, what is push and pee? Like, you know, it's like slang. That, like...
Yeah, I was about to say, like, that is what slang is. Like when someone says that hits...
They don't mean that it physically hits. Yeah.
But push and player, now I feel like we're starting to get old. I'm getting scared. Because, like, okay, we're only 21, but, like, I'm starting to, like, criticize slang. Like, who do I think I am? Slang is slang.
I'm talking crying. About
it doesn't make sense. Like, does any slang ever make sense? I'm getting old. Someone needs to take me to a party quick, even though I did go to a party last night.
Ooh.
I need to go to another one.
Yeah. I mean, get a little cultured. Yeah. No. So, I guess, like, some of the things that have gone on.
We're going to expose ourselves. Sorry.
No. I don't even know if it's exposing us. It's just exposing people, bro. I think that this experience, like, during the pandemic, like, I've had some interesting, like, interactions. I love all our guests. I really do, Chinoza. Okay. Every single one. I know you know where this is heading, but I just have to say it because I can't forget that experience. Like, I just think that, like, I learned a lot, like, about myself. And partly, I think that, like, I learned how to be more, like, organized because I feel like so when we have guests, like, we do have a lot of, like, background things that happen. Not that we'll be diving into that because really it doesn't matter. It's just more for, like, us to focus on.
Yeah, administrative stuff.
But sometimes, like, it doesn't go the best. And it's just like, damn.
Yeah. According to plan.
Yeah.
It does not go.
Or I can't say that word. Darn. Like, it's just really disappointing when it doesn't go the way that you want it to. I'll just leave it at that. Because obviously, like, I'm not trying to expose anyone. And it's really not about the guest. It's just about the situation. You know, like, when it happens, you're just like, man. That's it.
Yeah, I feel like our listeners are like, what is happening right now? No, we genuinely do love all of our guests. But sometimes, especially, I don't know, yeah, like Giovanni said, maybe it's during the pandemic or what. Certain things just aren't clicking. And I think that I will take some of the responsibility or we will take some of the responsibility for the fact that, like, we recorded a lot of our guest podcasts that July. Like, July was overdrive podcast month. And I feel like that also burnt us out a little bit.
Yeah. Because
we literally recorded one week. We recorded, like, 8 podcasts in a week.
That was insane. Like, we were laughing through it, too. We're like, we're kind of crazy for doing this. Because it was, like, guest podcast, and then it was, like, our own material, too. So we did, like, 4 of our own material. And then I think we had, like, 4 to 5 of...
At different times during the week. And we were also doing other stuff. Like, I was working on my application. Shivani was working, like, going to, like, she was commuting all the time. So it was just a mess. And, like, I think that burnt us out, too. But, like, part of the problem of doing that, it was great because, like, our process of getting guests can sometimes be difficult. Like, sometimes you get, like, seasons of having a lot of, like, guests and then other seasons where it's, like, harder. So, like... This was one of our seasons where we just had a lot of guests to talk to, which was great. It was a great blessing. But also, I think what happened when we took our break is we didn't account for the fact that, like, because we were just, like, thinking August is our break month, and then we're going to push pee.
Keep it real.
Keep it real. But then... What happened is the break ended up longer, which pushed all of our guests forward.
And we were we were very unprofessional on that part. So you're right.
Yeah.
We do take a lot of that definitely has to do with us not being professional with that. And I feel like that definitely, like, low key affected our relationships with some of the guests and, you know.
Hopefully not. Like, hopefully they understand and, like. Fortunately, some guests that we had were taking hiatuses, too, at the same time, so it was good. And, like, we did tell our guests, like, we didn't make any promises about when it was going to be released, but, like, for general practices of doing this, like, typically, like, it's, like, the next month or something like that. But it's not even that. It was just, like, I felt bad that, like, we didn't give a clear timeline, and then we kind of just hit them up any week and was like, it's coming out. It's like,
I think
honestly,
that
should give more warning.
I think that was, like, the peak of, like, you know, Chinoz and I, you know how this goes, guys, listeners. Like, we have some idea of, like, what we're going to talk about in our podcast. So, like, especially for this episode, we were like, yeah, like, I think that this would be a good episode back, like, to get us rolling into recording. Like, we should talk about how, like, jokingly, like, how we've been unprofessional. And, like, I think the guest aspect is the one area where I really do feel like we kind of, what's that phrase? Like, we really
messed up.
I mean,
screwed up.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's yes.
Failure? No, I'm joking. Okay. I'm joking.
Like, we lost the, what's that? Isn't there like a phrase for
trust, it? Lost confidence, no. Lost faith?
Like, we lost the ball. Like, I know that's not the phrase though.
Oh, we dropped the ball.
We dropped the ball.
We in fact did drop
like,
that ball.
That was the one area. And I feel like Chinasa and I have had plenty of conversations last semester about just that, about how like, darn, like, we really shouldn't have done that.
Gee willikers. Hey. We really did, because I think every other issue we had was kind of internal.
Like, yeah, no one will know about it.
No one got to know about that, yeah. Except for them, what we choose to disclose about it, yeah. Obviously now. But with the guests, that's like the one external like reputation image thing. And we've always prided ourselves
in the
at Call Me Whenever podcast for being very professional, like, in what we do. So like, that was something that hopefully we can repair and remedy.
Right.
With our guests.
Especially Chinaz and I. I think that like, we really do pride ourselves in that, because that's something that we excel in like maintaining like that professionalism and having those relationships. I think that was a little disappointing. And it was no one's, like, it wasn't my fault or like Chinaz's fault. It was just like the situation that we were in, and it was just like the circumstances. So yeah. But other than that, yeah. I feel like the other things that like maybe we dropped the ball on were just technical things. Like, no, today.
Internally it was so funny, bro, because like, it's almost like me and Shivani would know. Like, we have like this kind of like telepathic thing where it's like, it is so funny because like, we'll be so like crappy. And we were giving each other too much grace. Okay, so if you think about our anniversary episode, you listen to that back, and we were like all talking about, you know, what makes this relationship really work is like, if one of us is slacking, the other person will like pick up for the slack, and we'll just like pull each other to the finish line. Like, one person running, one person probably just like sitting kind of like in, I think of it as like someone sitting in a wagon and like pulling the other person, yeah. And the other person getting tired and like, yeah. Kind of trading off. But at some point, we were just both in the wagon, like, tired. And, like, we gave up that push and pull. And that's when we really, like, that break was extended indefinitely.
Because we were both in the wagon,
just like, who's going to get up?
It really was indefinite. I think it was indefinite until, like, Chinaza texted me in December and was like, we need to talk about this podcast.
Yeah. At some point, I was like... Because I was also going to Paris. Oh my gosh, I need to talk about Paris.
Oh my god, yes. Maybe this will be another episode.
Stick tuned for the next episode, because the next one, but depending on what the rollout is.
But it will be talked about.
But I will be talking about it.
Yes.
About the break.
Yes.
And like, I think that at one point it was hilarious, because it's very important to give yourself grace. We've talked about it all the time in a bunch of episodes, and we'll keep talking about it, because I think it's one of those things that we need to constantly remind ourselves about, because we'll be so hard on ourselves. But there is such thing as too much grace, in the sense that you become a slacker.
Yeah, it's like laziness.
It's almost like that self-care movement where you're like, self-care.
Yeah.
Versus just being lazy.
Yeah, it goes from like, from grace to being lazy. But I think that, again, like you just said, yeah. It was like, we both needed the break. Like, there was no taking on like someone's like, you know, like slack, because we were both slacking. Like, they're like, we do, because in, yeah. Our relationship, like, I still hold by that statement. Like, if Chinaz is down, like, I can take on that week, or if I need like, you know, assistance like that one week,
I'll launch that.
Chinaz, yeah. Is like ready to go. But the issue is when it's like, we're both,
yeah, I'm
kind
not
of
really trying to do the podcast this week, and yeah. Then she's like also thinking to herself, I'm not trying to do the podcast this week
either,
so that neither of us text the other person, because we also will send like nudging texts.
Yeah,
the nudging texts stopped completely. No one was nudging anybody, because, yeah. No one wanted to prod the bear and get it started again.
Yeah.
And even now, like, starting this podcast episode, which we're about to wrap up,
yes, oh my gosh,
it was just like, I kind of got nervous even starting this episode, and like, when we were like setting up, we had so many issues.
Oh my gosh.
Setting up our mics just now. Literally, like, I had to open up my box. Even opening up my box, we have footage. while Shimani was holding her dog, it took me like 5 minutes to shimmy that box, like my podcast mic out of the box, and like set up took like an hour because like we literally forgot the issues that came with like the mic. We used to like set up and be ready to go. Like I would run into the room and like be on my laptop in 30 seconds. We're ready to go start recording. Now, literally, we're like old people. We're like troubleshooting, going on Google, don't know how to do any of this.
It really felt like the first day that we got our mics. It really did feel like that. But hey, it's all part of the process. Like alongside of, you know, giving ourselves grace, I think I like to remind myself that we're growing. Like even when we're 30 and like we're taking breaks with this podcast, like we're growing. Like
we're growing.
And that's life. Like that's things really happen. Important
to remember.
Things happen. You gain experiences, you gain problems, you gain solutions, you gain opportunities. Mm. We're growing. Like and this podcast is not going anywhere, guys. We're still in business.
It's not. It's about to be your cultural staple. It's going to be as popular as cornflakes one day. Like, I'm kidding. But not, like, I mean, it's going to be, like, something that, like, as always, like, our mission has always been the same. To be real, to keep it 100 with you guys. We never want to create this perfect persona where it's like, oh, these girls have this lifestyle, this system that works perfectly and like everyone can aspire to be it. We want to be those girls that keep it real always. Yeah. Like and you see and our friendship, hard. You know that it's a real one.
Literally. We work hard and when we need those breaks, we take those breaks because we both
even if they're accidental.
Yeah. Because we both have things going on. We're both perfectionists and like even with this podcast, like we work really hard. Like endless hours go into this podcast. So like when we say we're back and we'll be putting in hours to I think have yet another successful season.
Yes, so well said, Shivani. Before we end, I just wanted to apologize to everyone for accidentally launching like two episodes like maybe last month that were not supposed to be launched and they got like a bunch of views and listens without having like a description or anything. I'm sorry about that, guys. That's my last apology.
That also was my fault too. I'm so sorry about that too because the only reason that it happened was because we like, you know, another technical thing. Last time we will be talking about it, but like we agreed upon something and then
I dropped the ball
on that. So
we dropped the ball. So but we're picking up that ball and we're throwing it like it's dodgeball. Yeah. We're pegging it. You know dodgeball when you we're throwing that ball and we're gonna hit y'all.
Yes.
Hit y'all hard.
With great
and
content.
You're gonna be out.
Yes.
You're out. So, no I'm kidding.
To
you're
wrap
not out,
up,
you're in.
You're in. To wrap things up, again, we're rusty, so I don't really know the complete ending, but feel free to follow our Call Me Whenever page at Call Me Whenever on Instagram. We are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, basically literally every podcast platform you'd like to listen to. On Spotify, now you can leave ratings. So definitely help us out there.
5 stars, bro.
Give us 5 stars. Give us input. We read them. We really genuinely listen to them and, you know, try to improve. Anything else, Chinaza?
And as always,
call us whenever. Bye.
Bye, guys. Love you.
That felt great.